Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and the Lord is true to us. He loves us. Not a day goes by that He doesn't love us. He always loves us, and He's always the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Lord just put something on my heart about selective hearing. When we have selective hearing, we hear what we want to hear. And then when the Lord says something we really don't want to hear, we kind of say, well, maybe that wasn't God. If you ever see something or thought you saw something, you saw it. There are many times in life I thought I saw something. And then when I look closer, I realize I really did see something. Same thing when the Lord speaks. If He says something you want to know, you notice it because you desire it. Or it's a revelation and it can help you. But when the Lord speaks things to you that's out of the realm of what you would consider normal, you know it's Him because He speaks to us spirit to spirit, heart to heart. His word is always spiritually discerned, whether it's the word of God that's written down, the Holy Bible, or anything of the Holy Spirit. His love is in it. His wisdom is in it. His purity is in it. Even when He tell you the things that people are doing negatively against you, that doesn't mean He doesn't want you to love the people that's about to try to do you wrong or planning to do you wrong. He loves them. He wants you to love them. But the thing is, as we go forward in Him, knowing what's going on, what people are up to, gives us an advantage to position ourselves to help them not sin against us, or somebody you trust, you know, the Lord is showing you shouldn't trust this person anymore, or they're betraying you, they may be caught up in a fault or a sin, and they may be doing something that's very unfavorable. But whatever it is that the Lord revealed to you, it's important that you know it, understand it, realize it, in order to go forward in life and not be bit by the wiles of the enemy. Sometimes the revelation of the Lord will include you to do something, or the Lord may reveal His will for you to solve a need. These are times people have selective hearing. I knew a minister before. He was always out doing God's work, and the Lord would put it on people's heart to help him in ministry, but most people wouldn't come through for it. And the Lord would have to do it another way. When the Lord moves in our lives, when there's something favorable, we hear Him. But when it's something that people may not consider favorable or new, even something new, it may be good, but you never heard the people you trust say it or teach it. It's still important. Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Every word. A lot of people's ministries are on stall because they didn't receive, they had selective hearing, and some words they didn't receive, some elements they didn't receive, and people caused them problems. The Lord was trying to warn them, but they didn't receive the warning, or they didn't act fast enough with what God was trying to get them on board with. Or they may have been, they may, if you remain uncertain, if you doubt against what God is doing, you can remain uncertain and you won't learn what's next. When following God, you have to take him at his word. You have to follow him. You have to trust him with all your heart. Otherwise, if you don't follow him, you'll never know what's next until you do. Marriages can be saved if people would just listen to the Lord. The best thing you can give God is not just finances, not just time, not just money, not even just your life, but your attention. When people give God their attention, they will be able to do things that's necessary. They can be on board with what's next in their life. The anointing can mount up. There's no limit to how far a person can go in the Lord. Your anointing can become stronger and stronger and stronger, or it can diminish. But if you take time and listen to the Lord and hear him out, then you can go forward. But if you stall somewhere, when you delay what God is trying to reveal, you're putting things in motion that do not have to be in motion, and you're not putting in motion what should be in motion. But when you're following God, you're not wasting time. When you stop following God, the moment you begin to stop following his guidance, that's the first moment you're wasting precious time. And if you do the opposite of what God wanted you to do, you're creating a greater delay in your life and in the lives of others, and a hindrance to what you're trying to accomplish. And I've seen these kind of things. I knew that if people didn't follow his guidance, they were not going to get where they were trying to go. And people pray for revival, and they pray for revival, and they pray for another move of God. Every move of God begins with obedience to the everyday guidance of God. This is why selective hearing can't help you. Selective hearing hears what it wants. But when the Lord gives you something that's important, he's trying to give you something important or more important. It's worth looking into. Now, when God made two trees in the beginning, you have to select the tree and reject the wrong one. I say this many times. God, he can't make anything evil. So he made a tree that represents the things you got to reject. And he made the tree of life, which represents the things you got to select. So what if you select God's word all the time? His written word, you're faithful with his written word. Then when he speaks to you, you're faithful with what he speaks to you. And then the things that he has to say, it will help you ever increase. And you will always ever increase. You will find out what you can really do in him. You can be a blessing in ways you can't imagine. All this is made possible by receiving the living, the true and living word of God. And you'll find out that you can trust him. People learn that they can trust God. We start with faith, and we grow from glory to glory. As long as you're in faith, you can learn from him. But when you stop dealing with faith, when you get out of faith, things start to stall out. And you start to have problems that you don't have to have. But as you go forward in the Lord, doing all that's in His heart, a confidence arises. And you begin to see that life can be much better, much greater than what you ever expected. But those who allow selective hearing and they'll only do the things that look good, seem good, things that seem desirable, they're missing out. Now God loves them, but they're still missing out. And the Lord is still true to His word. Sometimes people miss out so much they don't expect to do any better. But God loves us, and His word is for us, and He will help us go forward in life.